previously on Heroes.
What the hell did you do to me?
I guess you the same thing. All I know is that I woke up in your room somehow and you were gone. They blackmailed me, just like they're gonna blackmail you.
For a man whose campaign is founded on sound family values, this could be really embarrassing for you, especially considering your wife.
$2 million makes me a candidate in your pocket. $4 million makes me a congressman.
It's about the videotape. The tape where you're like killing yourself like 20 times.
That was attempt number 6.
It was in my backpack and now it's not.
What?
It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
We have got to find that tape.
Dad, did you get out of jail?
I walked out because I got a secret.
Mom has a secret too.
What do you think DL is going to do when he finds out what we've done?
What we've done?
We framed him.
I'm taking Micah and I'm taking the money.
You're not taking anything.
She hits DL with a briefcase and he goes flying across the room. They fight on the bed, then Nikki falls to the floor. DL grabs Micah as he runs to his mum.
Everything we say, everything you see, by tomorrow it won't matter.
What, a guy can't cook dinner for his wife without being accused of cheating on her?
Al, you were missing for a day and now this?
It's like you're in my head.
There's a piece about that size. I painted it weeks ago. Simone has it. What was it off? I don't remember. It was high.
And we need to get it back.
Tell her a guy from the future said you needed it.
Chapter 7, Nothing to Hide. Peter's reading a newspaper to Charles.
Amcor is holding steady, but Yamagata was down to 215 and an eighth. I think that's a good bargain.
Really? What do you know?
You saying I couldn't pick a stock?
Darwinian. Look at your sorry ass. Barely able to make minimum wage. Now you look at me. Living in a penthouse in Central Park West.
Correction. It's dying in a penthouse in Central Park West.
Right you are, my boy. Right you are.
Teach you to mess with me. Take a breath.
In the end, all that matters is love. I love you, Peter.
Love you too, Charles.
You speak your mind. You know who you are, you know what you want. That's your power. That's your strength.
What if I let you in on a little secret, Charles?
You can say anything to me, you know that.
Peter opens a window.
I can fly.
Really? Well, if you can fly, then show me.
Peter grins.
All right.
He stands facing the window.
Watch this.
He moves slowly towards the open window, where the wind is ruffling the white curtains. With a look of determination, he begins to increase his stride. Now he's soaring over the Chrysler Building, then down between the skyscrapers of Manhattan. He wakes up with a start as his door buzzer sounds. He wearily gets out of bed and goes to the door.
Simone, what's wrong?
She steps into his apartment and he closes the door.
It's my dad.
That's so weird. I was just having a dream about him.
He passed away about an hour ago.
He hugs her and she sobs on his shoulder.
I really needed to see you.
Claire answers the door to Zach.
No, I get that you're sort of socially slow, but you know you're supposed to call someone before you come over.
This you're going to want to hear right away. I found the tape.
What tape?
The tape of you trying to kill yourself 20 times. I found it. Look, I was looking for my PSP under my bed, right? And there it was. Look, you're safe. I thought this was supposed to be good news.
Well, I can't believe you had it this entire time. Why didn't you look there before?
I did. I tore the whole room apart. I must have checked the bed like 50 times.
Claire's mum comes downstairs.
Morning, Mrs. Bennett. Morning, dog.
How are you, Zachary?
I'm all right. Claire keeps punching me, though.
Claire punches him.
Your dad's plane's gonna be late. I won't be home till 8 or so. I am trusting you to hold down the fort.
Because Lyle never listens to me.
Well, he will listen to you today because he knows what a big day it is for Mr. Muggles. Thank you. And he don't want to stress us out. Whew, does he?
Sure.
Will you two help me out to the car? Your dad left on the sprinklers last night, and I don't want to get his paws all soggy.
go. I wish Mr. Muggles good luck.
As Sandra, Claire and Zach head out, Lyle grabs a slice of pizza from a box on the counter. He glances at Claire's jacket. Then, after looking over his shoulder, he reaches into a jacket pocket and pulls out the videotape. Nikki's lying on the floor, unconscious. She comes round with a sudden gasp.
Micah.
She hurries from the room.
Micah! Micah!
She looks through the doorway of another room, then heads into the living room and glances around with rising panic. She looks at her reflection in a mirror and places a hand against the glass.
Help me.
BBC Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Janice is sitting on a bed as Matt puts on his shirt.
Now, things have been really good between us these last couple days, don't you think?
I know. I like it.
I feel like we've been really honest with each other. And that's good, right?
Yeah.
There's something that we need to talk about, something that I've discovered.
I thought it'd been so careful.
Well, what? What is it?
I don't...
Oh God, he knows.
He looks unsure.
What? What did you want to say?
You can wait, actually. I gotta get to work.
Matt!
Nikki walks around the house in a daze, looking at the damage. A smashed photo frame lies on the floor. In a wardrobe mirror, the reflection of Tina appears behind her.
Nikki! I was knocking like forever. What is it?
Micah.
Nikki turns to face Tina.
Dale came back. He took him. I tried to protect my son, but I couldn't.
New York. Simone's sitting at a table in Isaac's studio, leafing through a sketchbook.
Landlord said Isaac's gone. And he took his paintings and...
Did you know he was leaving?
No. Oh, I can't believe you would just go like that. Not when you were just starting to make sense of his paintings.
I wanted to tell what happened in person.
She pushes the sketchbook towards Peter.
Isaac sketched it for my dad's 70th birthday. You know, I've been trying to get him clean forever.
One time I need him.
It feels like everybody's leaving me.
I'm not going anywhere.
He was still in a coma. And then, like it was any other day, he started talking. He said he'd been flying all over the world, but that it was a world he didn't recognize. There were so many people filled with pain. Nobody looking out for each other. He worried for them. And for me. Until you told him everything would be okay.
What do you mean I told him?
I know, it doesn't make any sense, but he said that you were flying with him. And you told him it was all gonna be okay. That there were people who cared. Who would make a difference. That you would save the world. After that, he just put his head down and he was gone. Like, he was falling asleep.
I never had that conversation with your father.
But it sounds like something you would say. Those messages you left on my answering machine. You said you wanted one of Isaac's paintings. Because it would help you save the world.
It's hard to explain.
She moves closer to him and looks him straight in the eye.
But if you had that painting?
He nods.
I could save the world.
Linderman.
What?
The painting you want? I sold it to a guy named Linderman. He lives in Las Vegas.
Peter smiles. Angela to Heidi.
Lindemann gave you $4 million and you're spending it on postcards.
I take it I'm supposed to choose?
Nathan glances at Angela.
That one.
Well, that isn't a red flag. You two agreeing on something. All right, I go to the office and have this printed up.
Don't you want to hear about how the New York Journal wants to do a cover story on you? I've invited Oliver Dennison to come for family brunch and do an interview.
You're kidding.
No, I never kid about family brunch.
That's because we never have family brunch.
Nathan, this could be great.
Well, Dennison could go anywhere for a bagel. If he comes here, he's going to want something.
Nothing wrong with taking advantage of an opportunity.
Mandy? Kids, why don't you go finish that train set we started this morning, all right? Take him upstairs. I am not going to use my family for political gain.
Tell that to Peter. Nathan, you've been trying to protect me since this happened. It's sweet in theory, but in practice, it's insulting. I'm not made of glass.
I know. But we don't need this.
He kisses her forehead.
4 points behind says we do. And I've been hiding in this house for the last 6 months because your polling was afraid I'd make you look weak. But now I can help by coming forward. Let me.
You sure about this?
Set it up.
Chef's been cooking all morning. Oliver will be here in an hour.
Nathan grins broadly as Angela heads out. Heidi looks at her watch.
I better get ready.
Heidi guides her wheelchair out of the living room, leaving Nathan looking reflective.
Good idea.
Matt's in the locker room at the police station. He shakes some pills into his palm and swallows them.
Hey, you feel okay, Matt?
Hey, Tommy. Yeah, I'm good.
My buddy, we rode in the same car together for 3 years. Practically read your mind.
Dude, I don't know where to start.
Well, how about we go get a beer? Dodger game at 7.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Thanks.
Audrey walks in.
What's going on? What are you doing here?
Siler. He's killed again. I'll brief you on the way to the morgue.
Siler. I gotta talk to my watch commander.
Taken care of. I'll be outside. Put on some real person clothes.
Lyle, you better not think I'm cleaning up after you. We just got rid of all those ants. Such a dork.
She rifles through her jacket.
So unreal.
Okay, I'm good.
Lyle's watching the tape.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
Shut it off. Lyle, give it to me! Give it to me!
As she struggles to remove the tape, Lyle gazes open-mouthed at footage of her being struck by a car, then getting
up unharmed. It's amazing what you can do with special effects these days, huh?
That was all special effects.
Yeah, what else would it be?
He looks at her unconvinced, then picks up a stapler and staples the back of Claire's hand. She prizes out the staple and wipes away the blood with her other hand. Lyle stares in disbelief as the wound heals before his eyes. He dashes out of the house. Claire shouts to Zach, who leaps from his bike and gives chase. Lyle runs to a car and locks himself in.
Why are we trying to kill him again?
Because he found the tape and then he stapled me.
Help!
Somebody help me! My sister's a freak!
We found him in a parking lot in Brentwood. Name's Robert Fresco, an oncologist at UCLA Medical Center.
Okay, so we figure out the MO.
Well, the MO is there is no MO. Siler's victims are random. 8 deaths I have no clue how to explain. Trust me, this one's number 9.
Yeah, but there's nothing out of the ordinary here, right? Doesn't this guy look like any other burn victim?
He's putting out 1,800 caries of radiation.
Whoa.
Hazmat teams scoured the scene but didn't find any incendiaries. No plutonium, no uranium, nothing. They did, however, find a fingerprint. Seared to the bone like a brand.
It's seared to the bone?
We're running it through CODIS. Now, if we get a match and we can get close to him, I'm gonna need you to get inside his head. Pick him out of a crowd, find him in a building.
Right, about that,
Lately, it's been harder for me to filter the voices, and hearing what they're really thinking, it can be ugly.
What's going on, Matt?
A photo of a smiling young man appears on a computer monitor.
Theodore Sprague, a.k.a. Siler. We got you.
DL and Micah are in a car.
So you just gonna sit there all day and not say a word, huh?
I wanna go home.
Like I told you, it's not safe there with your mother.
Is she dead?
No. She's gonna be fine.
How do you know? Dad, we left her on the floor.
We didn't have a choice.
Heroes don't run away.
Micah.
Bad guys do. Heroes help people, Dad. You know what? You're a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy, all right?
Do you remember when I told you that 6 months ago I started having these bad dreams?
We all have bad dreams, Nikki.
I think that they were just dreams. When I started, I thought that maybe somebody was following me or something. That I would catch my reflection and... But it wasn't my reflection. It was... another me. She has a name. Jessica.
Jessica.
When someone tries to hurt me, it's like she comes out.
There is no Jessica. It's just you.
No, I see her in the mirror. And she tells me that she wants to come out again. And the part of me that needs Micah back wants to let her do it.
It's just complicated with your mom and me. What's up ahead?
A car is burning in the middle of the road. DL stops, removes his seatbelt, and gets out.
Stay there.
Dad, don't!
He runs towards the car.
Get out! Wait!
Another car is stopped. Hero and Ando get out. Hero says, what has happened? Ando replies he'll never get her out in time. DL tries the door handle.
Gotta get out of there.
DL bangs on the window, then pushes his hand through the glass and reaches in to open the door from the inside. A trail of petrol ignites. Hero turns to Micah.
You don't worry, I help.
DL manages to release the woman's seatbelt and lift her out of the car as the flaming petrol trail edges closer. Hero stops and watches the car explode in a giant fireball. He squeezes his eyes tightly shut and concentrates. Time freezes. Hero opens his eyes and takes in the scene. He turns to see Ando holding Micah at a safe distance. By the burning car, DL is clutching the slumped body of the injured driver. Hero gingerly touches a wheel suspended in midair. He approaches DL and the woman and scratches his head in consternation. Hero says, why couldn't I have super strength too? As he begins to push them, time suddenly resumes. The fireball erupts high into the sky, throwing Ando and Micah to the ground. Micah gets up and gazes at the inferno.
Dad!
DL standing safely at the side of the road. He sweeps Micah up into his arms.
Dad. I thought you were dead. What happened?
I don't know.
Ando gestures triumphantly at Hero, who bows back appreciatively. DL hugs Micah tightly.
We're usually in our pajamas around the breakfast table. You can't blame us for cleaning up for the journal.
Not when the hollandaise is made fresh. You seem to be adjusting well.
To the wheelchair. You could say it, Mr. Dennison. I lost my right to be sensitive when I married Nathan. I'm not saying I didn't have my darker moments during rehabilitation. I was angry for a long time.
At your husband.
Nathan looks uneasy.
Wasn't he driving?
At God. But we seem to have made our peace.
Peter joins them in the terrace.
Oh, hello, Peter.
What's this?
It's brunch. We always have brunch.
Since when?
Will you excuse me? Peter. How good to see you.
Nathan steers Peter into the house.
Nice of you to drop by, Peter. Whatever this is about, now is not the time.
Charles DeVoe died this morning.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Are you there?
No, I wasn't. I stopped working for him so I could figure out what was going on with us.
Yeah, I told you to drop all this I'm special crap.
I can't, all right? I need your help.
That man out there, Oliver Dennison, he's worked for the Journal doing a story on me. Everything I've worked for is riding on our family being able to sit through a single meal together and smile together.
So I'm not family enough for
no,
you now?
No, you're not. Not when you're going to ruin an election for me.
I need you to get me a painting, all right? Linderman bought
it. Whoa, we're not exactly advertising that family connection around here.
All right, great, so just get him on the phone and ask about the painting. Hey, you know what? I'm just gonna fly off the terrace, yeah? No? Hey, I can fly. Nathan, so can you. I'll tell you what, why don't we just race around the Statue of Liberty real quick, huh? Give this Tweety guy something to write about.
He wouldn't.
Huh?
Peter.
Sorry, Nathan gave me an earful about showing up in cords. I told him I'm trying to stay grounded.
Nathan slaps Peter on the shoulder.
Good to have you back.
A comic book.
How'd you get this? The issue isn't even out yet.
Hero says, I got it in the future. It's a story about me.
See? All the same. Hero. Even same car. Nissan Versa. I teleported New York City. Yatta! I freeze time too. Stopped explosion. Saved your dad.
Hey, didn't you visit my mom?
We should get them to the hospital. Can you drive?
Don't worry. Help is coming. I call the police.
Time to go, Mike.
Dad, you saved her. Like a real hero. Now we can go back and save Mom.
I wish it were that easy.
Well, it is, Dad. We just go back.
No, Micah. It's not. Sorry. We can't go back. We can never go back. Come on.
DL and Micah climb back into their car. Hero and Ando wave as they head off.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
A short way up the road, they pass a police car heading towards the burning wreckage. Zach's bouncing on a car.
Come on, you can't stay in there forever.
Inside, Lyle looks distressed.
Just give me the damn tape.
I'm gonna put this thing on YouTube, make like $1 million. YouTube's free, you idiot.
You're not helping. Kyle, no one can see what's on that tape.
Are you an alien or something? Is he an alien too?
Yeah, we're gonna anal probe you.
Zach, stop scaring him.
I'm not coming out until Mom and Dad get home.
No. You cannot tell them. Lyle, please. They cannot find out about this.
Why not?
Don't you get it? If they found out, Mom and Dad would think it was a mistake to ever adopt me. We wouldn't be a family anymore.
Lyle bites his lip and looks confused.
Please.
He looks through the glass at Claire, then lowers the electric window and passes her the tape.
Whatever.
He gets out and Claire hugs him. Zach comes around the back of the car.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. We're going in here without backup? No one even knows we're here, do they? What is this all about with you?
You in my head, Parkman?
No, I'm asking a question.
It's about Siler. I'm not letting him get away this time. I'm taking him down.
they head up some steps towards a house. Audrey kicks open the front door and they step inside.
Something's burning. Radiation?
Curie, levels are safe.
She's holding a Geiger counter. Matt finds some charred photos.
What the hell is this? What?
Hang on, I'm getting some spikes.
Hey.
He shows her the photos.
Check this out. Their faces are all burned off.
They turn towards the direction of the noise and head cautiously towards a blackened door. They pause beside the door and Matt nods to Audrey and turns the handle. Raising his gun in front of him, he walks into the burnt-out remains of a room. A melted ceiling fan gently revolves, its blades buckled and contorted. Audrey checks her Geiger counter.
What the hell happened in here?
1,800 curies of radiation. Come on, let's get out of here.
At the Petrelli residence...
Of course I'm gonna vote for Nathan.
Yep.
Nathan takes care of the people. Half as much as he takes care of his brother? It's going to be an interesting city.
Pretty special family.
You have no idea.
This is all very inspiring. I was surprised to learn the Lindemann Group recently invested in your campaign.
I don't know why you'd be surprised. Mr. Lindemann was a good friend of my father.
So you don't deny going to Las Vegas to meet with a reputed mobster.
Peter looks at Nathan.
Is that why you're here?
I spoke with a former member of your security detail. It seems there was a bit of a scare that... You disappeared from the casino for several hours, and there was a blonde involved?
Heidi frowns, and Angela's stony-faced as Nathan stumbles.
It's all right, Nathan. You can tell him.
Right,
I'm sure that you've recently heard about my mental health issues. Quit my job because of it. My brother basically saved my life, and he's convinced me to get the help that I needed. There's a private clinic outside Vegas. Nathan went, spoke to a doctor, a woman doctor. I made him promise that no one would know, not even the family. But I just don't care who knows anymore.
I didn't want to say anything until I cleared it with you.
That's Nathan. You know, right in the middle of an election, he still has time to help out his messed up little brother.
Ah, well.
Audrey hands something to Matt.
What's this?
They counteract radiation poisoning.
Oh, thanks. One second.
His mobile displays the name Janice.
Who keeps calling you?
Nobody. It's my wife.
Since one is your wife, nobody.
Listen, I don't think this guy's silent.
Yeah? Well, we'll see.
Look what I found in the bedroom. Look at this. Methotrexate. This is chemotherapy in a pill. This is prescribed to Karen Sprague, and it's current.
She has cancer?
Check out the doctor on the label.
Dr. Robert Fresco.
Right.
The oncologist.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Sprague's room?
At a hospital, a nurse points Audrey towards a door. A bearded man is sitting next to a bed where a woman is being tended to by a nurse.
Take it easy, Ted. I just want to ask you some questions.
I didn't mean to kill him. Dr. Fresco said there was nothing he could do to save her. I tried to convince him, you know, there must be something else that he could do. Anything. And we argued. And I lost control.
We can talk about this downtown.
He grabs the nurse.
Let her go.
If you let me stay with my wife.
No, you let her go or I shoot.
Do you have any idea what would happen if you did that? Because I don't. Maybe I'll explode. Maybe I'll take out this whole hospital. Maybe I'll wipe out this city like an atomic bomb. Just leave me alone!
You can't do that!
Stop, Ted. Stop.
Karen wants you to stop.
How could you say that?
She says you need to listen, Ted. You never listen. You're too damn stubborn. But you're still her teddy bear.
Wait, you can hear her?
He's telling the truth, Ted. Listen to him.
Ted releases his grip on the nurse, who has burn marks on her arm where he held her. He kneels down and holds his wife's hand.
What'd she say?
She's saying she doesn't blame you for all the pain, the worry. She's saying it's not your fault, Ted.
She shouldn't be here. It's not fair.
She's saying it never is. She said that was the best day. A picnic on the beach, and it poured sheets and sheets of rain.
We sat in my car and listened to the whole American Beauty album.
She remembers it all. She always will.
What's she saying now?
Karen opens her eyes momentarily. Matt glances at Audrey and she nods. Nikki's on the phone.
Hi, this is Nikki Sanders from Las Vegas. I need your help. I know that I'm probably the last person that you want to talk to.
You should not have called me here.
I know that I have no right to, but I need your help. My husband took my son. I have nowhere else to go.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. You have the wrong number. Hey, hon. Where are the boys?
In the playroom. Do you still love me, Nathan?
Of course I do.
I know what this chair means to us, as a couple. But I need you to know that I'm going to walk again. The doctors say it's a long shot, but I can do it if I have a reason. We just need some hope, Nathan, that our life can be like it was. What Peter said about you checking out a clinic for him with a doctor. Tell me that's what happened. If you say it is, I'll believe you. Just give me some hope.
It's true.
She smiles.
Come on. I'm gonna get the kids ready for bed.
He rubs her shoulder comfortingly as he heads past her. Nikki smashes a mirror and Tina rushes in.
What the hell happened?
Nikki becomes Jessica.
You should just go.
Nikki, what is going on here? Are you okay?
I said that you can go now.
It's me. I'm just trying to help you out, girl, okay?
She doesn't need your help anymore. Understand?
Tina hurries out, and Jessica stares coldly after her.
Hey.
Hey.
So they're gonna run Sprague through decontamination, then put him in a special holding tank downtown.
How did he cause all that damage with his bare hands?
How do you hear what people are thinking? You did a great job in there.
Well, look, the guy was losing his wife. He just wanted to talk to her, say goodbye.
You talked to your own wife yet? You've been dodging her call all day.
He looks uneasy.
Well, I'm gonna head downtown, cover Sprague's processing.
Right.
As she turns and heads off, he dials a number on his mobile.
Hey, it's me. I actually thought you might be home by now. I'm calling just to talk. Look, I had this stupid idea in my head that I'm losing you. And I can't help but have the feeling that there's something you're not telling me. And I don't want us to live with any regret or blame. I don't know. I guess I'm just afraid of things going unsaid. I love you. And I just wanted to tell you that. You don't have to call me back. I'll see you later tonight.
Janice has been listening by the answer phone.
Yes, Mr. Linderman. It seems my brother's developed some sort of emotional attachment to this painting. I don't know what'll happen to him if he doesn't get it, but I'd rather not find out. Directly to the gallery. And Mr. Linderman, I appreciate it. Good night.
Peter answers his front door to Nathan.
You need to tell Heidi the truth.
No. She doesn't need the truth, she needs hope.
What, is that some kind of excuse?
I'm not saying what I did was right. That girl in Vegas, I just needed to be with someone who didn't make me feel guilty every time I looked at her.
Did you talk to Linderman?
Yeah, sit down.
And?
Nathan sits down.
He's not gonna let it go. Hey, come on, just let it go. Just the painting.
It's more than that, Nathan. This is about what's going on with us. All right, this painting is the key. All right, with this thing, we can make a difference.
I'm trying to make a difference, Peter, the best way I know how. Flying around, how is that gonna help anybody? What is that gonna, what am I gonna do when I get there? I don't have a gun, I don't have a badge, I don't know karate. I guess I could put on a costume and fly around and pull cats out of trees. How's that gonna make a difference?
You're not gonna know until you try.
I'm sorry about the painting.
Nathan gets up and heads for the door, then turns back.
Listen, something else happened in Vegas that I...
What?
These two guys, they tried to pull me out of my hotel room. They did. It was like a kidnapping attempt or something.
How'd you get away?
I flipped.
So who were they? I mean,
the one who did all the talking had these horn-rimmed glasses. The other guy was spooky Euro dude. He didn't say a word.
You really expect me to believe that?
Yeah. I'm not lying to you.
No?
No. Think about it. What would people do if they knew what we were capable of? They'd lock us up and they'd throw away the key.
Oh, sounds crazy.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Nathan heads out. At the police station, Audrey's watching as Ted has his mugshot taken. Shots of a double-lined mark on the back of Ted's neck, then of Matt examining the same mark on his neck in a mirror.
Someone had a good day. It's all over the station. FBI bust, Homeland Security collar. Congrats, buddy.
Thanks, man. It really wasn't anything, though.
It must have been something. Your FBI girlfriend just put in a request for you to retake the detective's exam as a series of interviews. Can't blame it on the dyslexia this time.
Wait a second. Interviews? I didn't even know that was an option.
She's FBI. She pulled some strings. And you are going to pass it. No problem.
Thanks, man. Wow.
Loser. Loser.
I'm nailing your wife, and she is so fine.
So fine.
Matt turns and looks at Tom in horror.
Hey, still want to grab that drink?
Matt has punched Tom. Tom rubs his chin and looks puzzled as other officers pull Matt away. Matt turns and strides out of the locker room.
You do not choose your destiny. It chooses you. And those who knew you before fate took you by the hand cannot understand the depth of the changes inside.
Mike is at a payphone outside a motel. A sticker on the phone reads, "Out of order." He holds the receiver against his ear, then closes his eyes as he rests his hand against the phone. He flicks the receiver hook. He punches a number on the keypad. Nikki's mobile rings.
Yeah?
Mom.
Micah. Hey, baby, I've been worried. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Are you?
I'm good. Are you with your dad right now?
Yeah, I just got out for 1 minute. Mom, is this really you?
Tell me where you are, baby.
Just put put my mom on the phone?
Your mom's not here right now. She's not coming back until I take care of a few things. So why don't you tell me where you are? I'll come get you and bring you home. Your mom needs you.
I'm in a little motel. It's right off the Interstate 14. It's called the Littlefield Motel.
DL snatches the receiver from Micah.
You talking to your mom?
No, I'm just goofing around.
DL replaces the receiver.
Come on, get some driving to do.
They cannot fathom how much you stand to lose in failure.
Micah?
That you are the instrument of a flawless design. And all of life may hang in the balance. A hero learns quickly who can comprehend and who merely stands in your way.
To be continued.
Become Peter and help Isaac paint the future. Play the new Heroes game at bbc.co.uk/heroes. And don't forget that you can catch the next episode of Heroes right here on 3 next Wednesday at 10. But up next, we have got the real hustle.